just give enough, you'll be seen. You'll be loved. You'll be rewarded. I've just tested that theory for you and me. 3 days, 50 women, over 400 hours of preparation. I gave it everything at the Alignment Summit 2025 in Germany. And then I collapsed. I was sick for 3 weeks, high fever. My immune system completely shut down. My body pulled the brakes. It's your turn now, my soul said to my body, because she's clearly not listening to me. Nightmares. Emptiness. I was in Germany for the Alignment Summit 2025, and just 2 days later, I was back in Canada, home. A 9.5 hours flight, an 8 hour time zone difference, empty, exhausted, wounded. And you know what the hardest part was? Not the exhaustion, not the amount of work, not the hundreds of little details. No, it was a so-called spiritual elite. I was confronted with people who saw themselves as better, as more, as evolved, more pure than others. Waves of energy, projections of their own sense of worth pushed into my space. People who had walked by my side for so many years, people I had worked with for so long, on the understanding that we all come from the same field. I am you and you are me. The way you treat yourself is how you treat me. And the way you treat me is how you treat yourself. We were sitting in a huge circle, a questionable decision with so many people. And then, suddenly, there was this energetic wall, a wall of rejection energy. It was so dense and heavy that I could barely reach the people I truly felt connected to. At times, it was so intense, I wanted to move the beautifully decorated altar table in the center. It didn't deserve that energy. I didn't deserve that. People talking behind my back during the breaks. People projecting their own sense of lack, their own unresolved worth onto me. And then bringing exactly that energy into my space. It was like an energetic wall made of mistrust, of withdrawal, and almost arrogance. And me? I wasn't prepared. It hit me completely off guard, sharp, and I began to doubt myself. Do you know that feeling when you give your all and still find yourself questioning your own worth? Somehow I made it through the whole summit. I held it all together, but then, in the stillness, in the illness, in the arms of my husband, in the vastness of Canada, something else arrived. Another voice, quiet and clear and unshakable. It said, you are enough. You don't have to prove anything anymore. You don't have to keep giving and giving and giving so much. You don't have to chase approval. You are allowed to simply be, to heal, to live. We've been standing at the edge of our next quantum leap for a while now, automating our courses, offering transformation without having to show up live every time. We want to live, not just work. And still, I have to admit, I kept postponing it again and again. Because I thought, what will people think? My beautiful community, don't they want to see me live? come to the summit, meet me in person. But I should have listened sooner. Because when we don't listen, when we ignore the open door right in front of us, the universe will show us clearly, firmly, this is no longer your room. The Alignment Summit 2025 was my quantum leap, a full sprint into one core realization. I am enough. My work is valuable. I am important. And I haven't needed to prove that for a long time. Today I'm healthy again. I'm working on those automations, but only a few hours a day. And I'm deeply exploring what it means to live in a state of awakening. Right now, it's the voice of Dr. Wayne Dyer that's supporting me on this path. When we understand that we all come from the same field, that I am you and you are me, when we realize that I'm neither better nor behind, neither ahead nor less, then everything changes. Even how I think about the people who projected their own lack onto me, I get to meet them with love, so much love, and love again. And if that doesn't work, I also get to quietly, kindly leave the room. I get to protect my space, to let in only what resonates, what truly belongs. So, what can you take from what I've learned? Maybe you too have been overwhelmed, not by facts, but by the energy or opinions of others. Maybe you've let that energy define your worth, your path, your presence. Today, I want to share with you what brought me back to myself. It's no complex technique or big spiritual system. It's just small, quiet rituals. Simple things. Feel free to save this post or take notes, because I'm home now again. I'm rooted, I'm clear, I'm awakened, filled with love for myself and for all the souls who are navigating their human experience here on Earth. Let's begin with what brought me to my husband in Canada. Gratitude is the cure, says David. When nothing works, when nothing worked for me, I began and ended each day with gratitude, 10 things every day, consistently. Sometimes it was just the blanket that kept me warm, the roof over my head, the sunlight through the window, the tea in my cup. Once my mind became a little clearer, when the thoughts started spinning in my head again, I asked myself the simplest questions. Is this really true? Does this have anything to do with me? Do I need to decide this right now? No, none of this. And when I didn't want to think at all, I simply dropped into feeling. I felt the warmth of my teacup, the scent of the flowers on my table, the rough bark of a tree beneath my fingertips. I walked barefoot. I dug my hands into the earth. I planted herbs. I laid in the sun for hours and listened to the birds. I baked cake. I painted. I was simply being, not doing, just being fully here, fully now. I used my senses as anchors. What do I see? What do I hear? What do I taste? What do I smell? What do I feel with my hands? And I spoke the five Reiki principles again and again like a prayer. Just for today, I trust. Just for today, I love. Just for today, I'm true to myself. Just for today, I am grateful. Just for today, I'm kind to myself and others. Each sentence was like a reminder of what matters, of what remains, of what holds me. And I use my favorite tool, one I always share at the summit, a little broom. I took it in my right hand and began to sweep. Not outside. I swept inside. I swept away the doubts, the old beliefs, the fear that I'm not good enough. And I repeated, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Ho'oponopono. Not for the others, but for me, for the version of me who tried so hard to do everything right that she forgot she was already good enough. A divine soul having a human experience. Then I built myself a new vision board. The pictures of big events, they were ready to go. The images of meeting large groups of people, they too could go. Not out of pressure, not out of fear, but out of love for myself. Because the more I love me, the more I love every other being I meet. And I send that love into the field. That's it. It is really simple. There's nothing else I have to do. Now my vision board is filled with images of our farm. Homemade jam, a garden full of vegetables and fruits, dogs, cats, horses, pictures that feel free to me, safe, loved. And somewhere along the way, I realized something deep. This is why I'm here. To live, to love, to be carried by my life, not by my performance. If you like, place one hand on your heart. Feel your breath. And gently speak to yourself. May I be safe and held. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I move through life with ease and love. And now bring someone to mind whom you deeply love and send them the same wish. May you be safe and held. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you move through life with ease and love. And if you can, even to someone with whom it's hard, send the same prayer. May you be safe and held. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you move through life with ease and love. Your love changes the world, and it always starts with you before anything else. You know, there was so much light at the summit too. So many women touched my heart, said thank you, cried, laughed, loved. Because there's always both light and shadow, birth and death, beginnings and endings. Over 40 tickets for the next summit in 2026 have already been claimed by women who choose to leap with me into the next quantum space. We will celebrate, we will laugh, we will cry, and we will simply be together one last time. Because after that, the real quantum leap begins for me into the next room, back to me. No more life events, no more life groups, just being. If you feel called, just follow me for an authentic spiritual life with all its highs and lows. I share regular inspiration for women ready to live their soul's calling. Not someday. Not when something gets better. Now.